Remarkable second day of the first and only test, India-Afghanistan. It's all over. 20 wickets of Afghanistan fell on that day to the Chinnaswamy. Sanjay Manjrekar with me. Right, before we get to India and the few but pertinent points we can talk about now as we look ahead to England. Afghanistan, let's just look back. 3-point agenda for you as you review their first test.
First point is clearly there's some potential with bowling. I think it's a pretty good bowling side with potential of, you know, perhaps winning a match or two in favorable conditions against the weaker nations. So that is one strength that they have. The spinners will always have a bit of mystery around it. The second is the famous Afghan spirit. I think that will always come to good use for them, especially, you know, when it gets tight. And like in this match, it was pretty one-sided, but you never saw them drop their shoulders or look like they've already given up. So that is something that will never happen with Afghanistan. Their problem is going to be batting, Rona, because their batting was in shambles that we saw. It was a good pitch and they were...
Defending isn't something that the shorter formats that they're good at is going to help them at. So how can they get...
You can't hit your way out of trouble in a test match that goes on for 5 days. So defense is a virtue that's needed for batsmen. And that's where I think a lot of hard work has to come in. I don't know how soon they can address it because their defense, when you look at just the defensive aspect of their batting, it was almost club level.
All right. Let's not get too harsh to Afghanistan. They can only go one way from here.
The defensive aspect of the batting was
well done. But let's feel free to get harsh on India in spite of this this extraordinary win. No red ball cricket from now till the 1st of August when they play at Edgbaston. KL Rahul came in at 3. I'm assuming Virat Kohli will make your team once he's fit and ready in England.
When the last series against England?
So, let's explore that a little bit. You would have Rahul at 3 with Shikhar Dhawan, the kind of form he's in. So, Vijay, Dhawan, Rahul, Kohli, and therefore Pujara could possibly miss out?
Yeah, whenever I, you know, take this line of Pujara being left out, people wonder, you know, run machine, how is he getting left out? But the problem is Pujara is a run machine in favourable conditions. Yep. He's been a proven failure in overseas conditions. Last time when he went to England, he failed... South Africa twice, he got 150 the first time. In the last series as well, he got 6 innings, just 150. So, just horses for courses with the modern generation believe a lot in. I would leave Pujara out and consider more Rahul as the option to assist Virat Kohli. Because at the moment when India goes overseas, the batting unit seems a bit like it was in the 90s when I was part of the Indian team where it hinged so much on Tendulkar. I think we are getting to that stage where the batting really revolves around Virat Kohli. He needs some assistance and KL Rahul is the potential batsman to give that kind of support to Virat Kohli.
With the absence of Rohit Sharma and Karun Nair as the possible sixth batsman of India, play sixth specialist batsman, you don't see a situation where Pujara could still fit in a slightly longer batting lineup with Rahane and Pujara.
No, I've already got my batting order in order.
So you don't need the extra bat.
The pitch is what you expect it to be. Hardik Pandya is going to be my number 6.
Okay.
And 7 and 8, you have some batting with Ashwin Jadeja. Because India's issue in England is not going to be their bowling, their attitude, their temperament. It's going to be their batting.
Now, if Ridhiman Saha is fit, does he take the glove straight away? Dinesh Karthik, it was just that one innings. He didn't need to do much. But if he would have got an 80-90, it could have helped his cause.
When you're selecting a wicketkeeper in test matches, especially in overseas conditions, especially in England where the ball keeps moving till the very end, you've got to look at the best keeper in the country. You can't play a keeper because he bats well. Dinesh Karthik and Parthiv Patel or KL Rahul, as was there was a ridiculous suggestion of KL Rahul being a keeper for the first test by someone on air. Well, I think it's a no-brainer. Saha is the keeper. No one else has a bat.
Hardik Pandya batting 6 is not a position too high.
It's not ideal for me.
Fine.
But because there's no exciting other pure batting option, because you've got the choices of Karun Nair and Dinesh Karthik, might as well play Pandya because he's shown some overseas batting potential. Don't forget his 90 that he got against South Africa.
Okay. I'll go back to Afghanistan for just one point. Rashid Khan. Too quick and therefore hard to play in T20 cricket. Too quick and therefore not effective in this one-off test. Of course, hard start
for
him.
Not just that aspect. I think he was very eager in the first first session that he bowled, trying to get wickets every ball. So I think that will come with maturity. I see him actually becoming a wicket-taker in test matches.
Okay.
You know, the world doesn't play spin too well. Even the Indian batsmen weren't reading this deceptions. So if he gets a pitch, which is... You know, like you get in India, a rank turn and a slightly weaker batting opposition, he can actually win you game. Yeah. He has that kind of an attitude. He's not somebody who will be happy after getting 3 wickets and feel, you know, I've done my thing.
All right, Sanjay Manjrekar, thank you very much for your thoughts on ESPN Cricket 4.